B'tochen for Life, Shir 665, Tuesday, Parshas Bamidbar. We are explaining that every day that a person works on these concepts and reminds himself again and again of these ideas is a day of Hatzlacha. And the truth is, there's a very powerful tool that we discussed in previous Shirim to try to internalize different concepts of B'tochen, and that is to discuss and to mention different psukim of B'tochen. And in previous Shirim, we mentioned those psukim when we elaborated on some of those psukim. And Bezer Hashem in the future, we will Amir Hashem elaborate more on those psukim. But specifically when it comes to the level of Machse, there is a Perek in Tehillim which helps us focus on this level. And as we explained earlier, feeling Machse is a very practical feeling. As long as we can train ourselves to feel it, it works in almost every scenario. And our job is to try to get accustomed to the feeling of Machse. And therefore, if we try to focus on this Perek of Tehillim, that the main focus of the Perek is feeling Machse, feeling sheltered by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we get accustomed to saying this Perek. There are many people that try to say this Perek every day, on the way to work, when you're going to do something. The words of this Perek help us internalize the feelings of Machse. And this is the Perek of Yoishev B'Seiser, Tzadi Aleph in Tehillim. We say it on Shabbos, we say it in Kriya Shema. Chazal themselves call this Perek Shir HaPegoim, the song that keeps away all negative influences. All negative occurrences are kept away by this Perek. So Chazal themselves taught us that this Perek is very powerful. And therefore, even though we know the words of this Perek, but very few people know the translation, and even the ones that know the translation never really thought too much about what the purpose and what the message of this Perek is. So even though we do have our Tehillim Shirim, and Be'ez Hashem, we will reach that Perek in Tehillim, but in a B'tochen perspective, we Be'ez Hashem will try to analyze this Perek of Tehillim and see how powerful this Perek can be to help us feel Machse. Because we have to have a default feeling that works in every scenario. We can't make an intellectual calculation every single time we're faced with a test. Okay, should I use over here Mivtach? Should I use Mishan? Should I use Tikva? A person should have a default level that they always fall back on in most scenarios. And then, if a person is Rachmana Litzlan dealing with a really difficult situation, he tries this level and that level, and Be'ez Hashem, we will go higher in the levels. But the level of Machse is a very practical level. And if Chazal told us that when we internalize the level of Machse, by saying the Perek of Yeshiv B'Seisya, we will be Zeichet to be protected, then it is something that we should always keep in our back pocket. We should always be able to pull it out and say it and try to feel it whenever we are faced with a difficult circumstance.